Despite high rates of coronavirus in New Bedford, students this week returned to some in-person learning. WBUR's Kerry Young has this look at one high school senior and her family's excitement and nervousness about heading back into the classroom.
Deciding between remote learning and the hybrid model wasn't easy for 17-year-old Maxine DeJesus.
I will be putting my family at risk of potentially getting it. So I'm nervous because I know that they say that like everyone's supposed to wear a mask, but how well is that going to be implemented, especially with a bunch of teenagers?
Maxine's youngest brother has Down syndrome and other health issues, so she's worried that going back into a building with a lot of people in it could expose her and her family to COVID-19.
You know, I know everybody's taking precautions, but it's still a big scare for me to allow anybody to go anywhere where there's a lot of people, and it's very hard for me as a mom.
Maxine's mom, Carmen, is worried because New Bedford has been listed as high risk by state health and education officials for the last 6 weeks, and infection rates are still rising. She says sometimes the idea of Maxine going back to school is overwhelming.
It's that loss of control of, okay, are they keeping their mask on? Are they washing their hands? Are they touching others?
The other factor weighing on Maxine and her family is how they're going to make remote learning work for her two youngest siblings.
March and like the rest of the year, I had taken on the position of teaching my younger siblings and basically helping them with their schoolwork.
Maxine's mom and stepdad are essential workers. They both work at Cumberland Farms. Her stepdad works overnights.
I had to think about, well, am I going to still be able to help them on my days off? What's going to happen on those 2 days? Will my parents be able to handle it? Or like, will I have to come back from school and help them?
Still, Maxine knew she had to get back to the classroom 2 days a week.
I'm taking 3 AP classes and I don't want to do it all online because it's going to be a lot harder. And I just want the best chance for me to get this because I'm also preparing for college.
And with technology and connectivity issues, she says online learning can be very frustrating.
It's weird and it's tough, so I don't like it.
Mostly, though, Maxine says she just misses being in school. She misses her friends and conversations with teachers. It's why her mom, Carmen, supports Maxine's decision.
It's her senior year, so I just felt that I needed to leave that up to her because I couldn't take that away from her. My heart just hurt so much. She's worked so hard for this year to get where she's getting, and I just I know she makes good decisions on her own.
But both of them know this senior year isn't going to be like most.
Depending on how this year goes, we, just like the previous seniors, we might not get a prom or a graduation, or it's going to be modified.
Maxine says as she starts her first day of in-person learning, she's mostly feeling excited. She's focused on having a good year and continuing on her path to college.
I do want to get a solid education, and the best way to do that is if I'm in school and be interacting with my teachers.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.